All right, guys. Happy Friday. The end of another week. Unbelievable. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got an interesting show lined up for you today. It's actually part two of yesterday's show. Went off on so many rants yesterday, I didn't have time to even cover a quarter of the material. So I figured I'd just make today part two of yesterday, talking about martial law. And if you're paying attention to what's going on around you, not only the actions of local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, but our little sellout buddies in Congress that are giving Bush the green light for any piece of legislation that comes down the pike that gives him more power, that takes away our rights, and turns us ever more into a Gestapo regime. It's quite obvious that we're headed toward martial law. We essentially already have all the fixings for it. Again, minus the tanks rolling down the streets. That's the only pin left to fall. And all we need for that, of course, is another fake 9/11. And who doesn't know at this point that all of these terrorist alerts, terrorist arrests, terrorist plots, terrorist attacks are all staged by either the Mossad, the CIA, the MI6. I mean, come on, folks. This is getting ridiculous. It's laughable. Every single time they have a bust arresting a terrorist group planning some attack, always people don't pay attention. You know, they just look at the immediate report. They don't follow up on it, surfing the net to see the subsequent reports that come out, you know, days, weeks, sometimes months later. The whole thing collapsed. There's no evidence to convict any of them. They always let the suspects go because the whole thing is a scam. It's all government orchestrated, and they pick Billy Bozo off the street who just come out of detox or out of the local psych ward, and they frame him to take the fall. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, he looks Arab. Let's arrest him. Whoops! Oh, he's an Israeli. We got to fly him back home. Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody in this country pays any attention anyway.
I mean, that's their attitude. They know people don't pay attention. They have the attention span of a squash gnat, so they can be as ridiculous with these claims as they can possibly be. Sometimes I think they go out of their way to be. I mean, look at 9/11. How ridiculous! Oh yeah, buildings just fall in 10 seconds flat and crumble to dust and have solid steel, 4-inch thick walls of steel vaporize. It happens all the time. You know, that's why they're outlawing smoking now publicly, because, you know, just a flick of that cigarette could bring a whole high rise down in seconds flat. So, I mean, it's, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so today we'll be covering part two of that. Monday, or I should say starting Monday, probably be running into maybe Wednesday, I don't know, to take two, maybe even three shows, maybe more, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. But it's a deep and wide and broad subject. It's very involving, and because people have been so inundated with it for so long, it's something I want to take some time with. And it's, you know, this was my baby. This was my first introduction to truth, was studying the Trinity. So I'll be talking about that on Monday. And again, even if you're not a Bible believer, I think you'll find this interesting because it exposes the single biggest pillar of organized religion, the single biggest cracked foundation. This is the number one deception. It only makes sense, you know, if you're a false religion, it only makes sense you're going to have a false god. It just goes with the territory. So, and when you have a false god, everything else you do and say is going to be false. No wonder organized religion is so corrupt. So, that's what I'll be talking about next week, guys. And again, if anyone's interested in reading my dissertation on the Trinity, it's called Who is God? You can go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, search for my name, Charles Giuliani, and you'll see that book come up along with some other ones I got posted there. We'll be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'm kind of losing my voice here. All my different voices I did, I think I got carried away the other day on the show. And, just been kind of hoarse lately. Anyway, like I was saying, Monday we're going to be talking about the Trinity. That's probably going to carry over into Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see. I don't know how many days that's going to take, but I'm sure it'll inspire some angry callers. So that could cause it to run into Thursday. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I'm not booking any guests for next week, though, for that reason, because I want to make sure I finish that topic. I might get someone, we'll see how it goes, by Thursday, Friday. I actually had a couple no-shows earlier this month and late last month, so I'll be calling them, having them back on, and I'll get back into the booking scene here. I got to remember, though, I want to leave at least one day open without guests so I can go off on my own rants here. I've been so booked up the past several months that I haven't had time to really talk about anything else, you know, like cover the news, for example. I'm way behind on that. One of these days I'll catch up on that. But, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, the Trinity. And before I go into today's topic, I just wanted to mention once again the Aaron Russo DVD, Guys, Freedom the Fascism, available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that at RBN by either calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org and ordering through PayPal, or you can simply send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Aaron Russo has produced a great documentary dealing with, everything. The New World Order in general, the Federal Reserve, the fraudulent income tax, talks about a lot of other issues, but he goes into those two in quite a bit of detail, which is great because a lot of other documentaries on the New World Order really don't touch upon those issues at all. And yet, you know, those are key. That's the whole foundation of the New World Order. That's how they've gotten away with so many of their fiascos. That's how they were able to pull them off, by getting us to fund our own enslavement costs. If you didn't have the Federal Reserve and the graduating income tax, none of this stuff would have been possible. They had to first hijack our economy, hijack our monetary system, and then everything else had fallen into place for them. That's how they took control of our education system, using our hard-earned tax dollars that they sucked out of our pockets to fund it all. It's unbelievable. What a stenching, rotten fraud. But anyway, if you want to get that DVD, I just gave you the contact info. Check it out, folks. It's, Christmas will be coming up before you know it. Great Christmas gift. Great birthday gift. You want to wake people up. You know, it's funny, sometimes people will listen to a DVD more than they will you. That's just how it goes, especially relatives. Your own family is less likely to listen to something like this from you. But if you give them a DVD, they'll be more likely to listen and accept it. It's so frustrating. They'll come back to you and say, hey, did you know the Federal Reserve is privately owned and run? And you want to slap them upside the head because you've been telling them that for the past 10 years and they wouldn't listen to you. They totally blew you off, totally ignored you, didn't even hear what you said, let alone believe it. But you give them a DVD, and then they'll be coming in and trying to teach you stuff that you've been trying to teach them for years. It's crazy how that works. That's one of those freak deals with human psychology there. All right, guys, with no further ado. Oh, and yeah, I want to mention, too, if anybody wants to contact me, if you got... you name it, ideas for future shows, guests you'd like to see have on, topics you'd like to see covered, especially if you have contact info, email address, phone number, whatever, for guests. You can send that to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Again, that's truthhurtsradio@aol.com. The website is truthhurts.com. You don't need the triple W dot. And again, the Lulu site where you can get my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, The One on the Trinity, Who is God, along with a couple others, and I'll have more I'll be posting in the future. Just go to Lulu, LULU.com, search for my name, Charles Giuliani. And yes, it's spelt like Rudy, like Rudy's last name, no relation, Giuliani. And just by typing my name, and you'll see all the titles I have available come up. It's the best way to do it. Just just type my name in. All right, guys. I'm going to be continuing today, as I said, with part two of yesterday's show. Didn't get too far yesterday. Got off on different tangents. But we talked about the Tommy Franks quote, where he is obviously looking forward with great anticipation to setting up martial law here in this country. He said in the case of the next terrorist attack, and it's not a question of if, but when, it's going to be a major attack. And, of course, now they're really upping the ante on that one. They're saying now within the next couple months or so, it's going to be a big one. Well, they ought to know. They're planning it. And it's going to involve multiple cities now. And when it happens, according to Tommy Franks and several other people I was quoting from yesterday, General Eberhardt said this, Rumsfeld said it, and they've been talking about getting rid of posse comitatus so they can use military troops to police the streets. Fun, 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 fun. According to them, after the next crisis, there's going to be martial law. Oh, and then they can compel us to go fight in any country they want that they frame up. And if you don't like it, well, army tanks that will be rolling up and down the street will just blow you away, that's all. All in a day's work in the empire. So there you have it, folks. You know, I heard Tommy Franks personally say this himself.
right on Fox News. He was being interviewed by Sean Hannity in August of 2004. And he repeated the same thing, pretty much verbatim, that he said to the Cigar Aficionado magazine, December 2003 issue, that we're going to have martial law. He says many Americans clearly are not going to like this, but it's going to be something they're going to have to adjust to, something we're going to have to do to handle the crisis when it happens. Unbelievable. You think people would snap out of it and realize that this is what every tyrant in history has always wanted, total, absolute, despotic power. And the way to get it, again, is to freak out your populace with rigged crises. It's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, when they tell you that this is going to be the answer, who said that because of a major terrorist attack, you have to clamp down, have tanks rolling down the streets, and take away people's rights? How does taking away people's rights prevent a terrorist attack or keep people safe? It doesn't. It's just the fraud that they sell you. Every tyrant in history has done this. So when they tell you in advance that this is what they're doing, obviously they're rubbing their hands together in anticipation. Even if they weren't planning the attacks, you know that that at least should tell you that they're hoping an attack happens, or that if they know in advance when it's going to happen, they're going to sit back and let it happen. They want total power. But, of course, they're doing more than just sitting back, guys. Oh, they're doing a lot more than that. They're carrying out the attacks because they want total power. I mean, who doesn't know now? What historian now would argue that Hitler staged the Reichstag fire? Most history books now mention that, make reference to that. That's not argued. Well, you think it's any different here? You think Bushy Boy, who said, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just as long as I'm the dictator, you think he's kidding? Look at all the laws he's passed in the wake of 9/11, all designed to make him just that, absolute dictator. Of course, he's not calling the shots, he's too stupid, he can't even tie his own shoes without screwing that up, but, you know, on behalf of his globalist corporate backers on Wall Street, he's turning the country into a dictatorship, and as the figurehead, he is the de facto dictator, only carrying out the orders that are themselves given to him, but nevertheless, dictatorship, folks. If he has his way, if these neocon, fascist, traitorous, scoundrelous, monstrous demons from the pits of hell have their way, we're going to have martial law probably in the next couple months, according to what they're saying. Anyway, let me get back to the discussion from yesterday. Picking up with talk about concentration camps. Many people think that that's ridiculous. There's no way that could happen in this country. Well, it is happening right before your very eyes. And there's multiple sources in the media we could cite to prove that. Here's one example. The August 14th, 2002 Los Angeles Times had an article called Camps for Citizens, Ashcroft's Hellish Visions, which made this statement. Attorney General John Ashcroft's John Ashcroft's announced desire for camps for U.S. citizens that he deems to be enemy combatants has moved from merely being a political embarrassment to being a constitutional menace. Ashcroft's plan would allow him to order the indefinite incarceration of U.S. citizens and summarily strip them of their constitutional rights and access to courts by declaring them enemy combatants. Well, guess what, folks? Several laws passed since that time now make this all possible. The John Warner Military Commissions Act, or John Warner Defense Authorization Act, I'm sorry, but also the Military Commissions Act. You combine those two pieces of legislation, and it sets up the legal precedent for doing just that. I'll finish reading that the quote from that article when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about martial law, part two of yesterday's show. So I was just reading the article from L.A. Times, August 14th, 2002 edition, and it said that this plan of Ashcroft to implement or to inter American citizens in concentration camps would involve stripping people of their constitutional rights and access to courts by declaring them enemy combatants. Well, anybody who formerly said that, oh, that's just crazy, that's paranoid, that's never going to happen. Well, first of all, this is the L.A. Times saying it, not me. But second of all, it's obvious that that's the plan because that's just what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act calls for, as well as the Military Commissions Act. You combine the two of them, and this gives them the power now to do just that, to declare you an enemy combatant, thereby stripping you of your constitutional rights. You would have no legal representation afforded you. It actually states in there that they could, it applies. It's very loosely defined, folks. It can apply. It mentions foreigners, but you read on through the legislation, and it can be applied to anyone. It already has been. I mean, look at Padilla, for example. Who can deny that that man had his constitutional rights stripped of him? He was not allowed any legal representation. He was held for years without a trial. And now, you know, now that they had his so-called trial, he's convicted based on what? It's garbage. The whole thing is a scam, a complete fraud. The same thing with Moussaoui. You want to talk about a rigged trial? The guy shows up with two black and blues on his forehead, a black eye. He's tremoring, his lips are nervously stuttering while he stares at the floor, and he's got a flippin' stun belt on. I mean, give me a break. Talk about MK Ultra. There's a perfect example right there. They subjected him to severe mental and physical trauma to produce multiple personality syndrome and make him crazy, literally, so that he would fit the bill, so they could get their phony conviction and make this fraudulent war on terror look legitimate. It's so miserably disgusting. Destroying people's lives literally or mentally or physically. Across the board, folks, they're murdering people through carpet bombing, through depleted uranium. If they don't kill them right away, they'll make them suffer another 5 or 10 years dying from a horrific cancer tumor, or just driving them absolutely crazy so they can get their phony convictions to make this fraudulent war look legitimate while they line their pockets with billions of stolen dollars, millions of gallons of oil they're raping from Iraq and from the Caspian Sea. Absolutely repulsive. We'd be better off if we let out all the prisons in this country. Of course, more than half of them aren't even guilty of any crime anyway. But we'd be better off letting loose everyone in prison today and letting them occupy positions of government. We'd be much better off. We'd have more scrupled people in Washington than what we currently have. And I'm not exaggerating either. The biggest criminals on the planet are those who run the world's most powerful nation today. The ones that are at the top rungs of the ladder of law enforcement are the biggest violators of the law on the planet. Nice layout, isn't it? Nice situation. Anyway, I guess I have a, let's see here. I guess I have a caller on the line, Paul in Delaware. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, I was just saying, man, you out of all the shows on RBN, you're the only one that's getting close to, you know, actually saying something that makes sense. What I want to say, you were talking about Zachariah Massawi and how our civil liberties and rights in the Constitution has been destroyed. I mean, in this country, supposedly we have a Fifth Amendment, the right to not incriminate oneself, and yet Zachariah Massawi's crime, even though it had nothing to do with 9/11, it had something to do with so-called plotting on the World Trade Center years and years ago with a sheik that was actually controlled and handled by the FBI. But what happened
They just made it up as they went along.
Yeah,
you know, first they said it was the shoe bomb thing. Well, that didn't fly. Then they said, oh, well, we're holding him because he's plotting with people to kill people around the world. I mean, how vague can you get? And you know, they didn't even charge him with it. They just said that was the reason for holding him. He was never charged with anything.
Well, the thing is, you were talking about him being beat up and having black and blue marks. The thing is that he was supposed to confess one day, and he turned around and recanted, and then they brought him back again to confess. And the thing is,
even the judge said you couldn't rely on anything he said. He totally contradicted himself. He didn't even make sense when he wasn't contradicting himself. You know, his lawyer even said it. He's a loose cannon, and yet they still convicted the guy. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You look at the judge. You got to take a look at all these people. You were talking about criminals. I mean, if you're any type of decent, moral person with integrity, you know from the giddy up, especially in a field like law, it's where you have a lot of facts and details, but there's also a lot of psychological manipulation. That's why you see they have these pools that actually psychologically profile juries and so forth. I mean,
sure, that's all it is. It's psychological warfare. I tell you what, we're going to go to break, guys. Stick with us, and we'll pick up there when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Paul from Delaware on the line.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Do you want to pick up with you?
Well, I just wanted to recap on Massari real quick. The point is I was trying to make is supposedly in the news they were saying that his crime was that he didn't warn anyone when he knew what was going to happen on 9/11. And in this country, supposedly, we have a Fifth Amendment, the right to not incriminate oneself, but yet it seemed to not be of any help to Massari sitting in front of a jury, and he had to have admitted. There would have been no case if the man would have not said, yes, I did it. And so that's the point about Massari. But what I wanted to tell your listeners and you is that
as if they were concerned about being informed so they could stop it anyway. What a scam.
I got a piece of video that's 3 hours long that exposes Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. And if you go to Google Video, where you can – download and upload videos and watch them for free. Google Video, if you type in the search peter.mpg, that's peter.mpeg, peter.mpg, and what you'll find there is a three-hour video, and in there you'll see Joyce Riley on her audio trying to seduce Peter Khawaja, trying to make him think that she is really liking him, but her whole purpose is to steal the evidence. And Peter says it's Zionist controllers. See, I don't see it as a Zionist. I see cult groups, and I see them being controlled like in a pyramid. And this pyramid, if you put them all together, is in the shape of a circle and then a sphere. And then you have people that are so intelligent that are able to manage this powerful information and learn how to work it. You want to talk about conspiracies. If you research up on the Jim Jones, I mean, there's so many of these so-called outcast cult groups that are all networked together. And then Jim Jones himself, I mean, just very suspicious. Go on Google and do a search on Jim Jones. But the point about Peter Khawaja is that there are a lot of people following these people in the movement. And I talked earlier about how you're the only show that's actually I can listen to. It's not. It's because there is less sacred cows, if you want to use that word here, than other networks. It's either it's the Jew way, or it's the Catholic way, or it's the reptilian shapeshifter way, or it's the out-and-out, I'm going to wrap myself up in the American flag cult member way. I mean,
yeah,
there's
we're equal opportunity exposers here.
Yes, I like that, and that is what we need, because we need to hear information from all sides, and we need to have more debate. I wish that you could have me on as a guest, because I would really like to really debate with a lot of these people, because it won't be a lot of what they call patriot infighting. There will be a fight, but there's going to be a one-punch knockout. So it won't be a lot of important time wasting. I hear Alex Jones and the rest of them, when you want to talk about serious issues, he always says, no time for patriot infighting, but then he'll use 3 hours to just mash down and bash on Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours. But this so-called time is so important that we've got to talk about real important stuff. And I tell you, people, if you're listening to what I'm saying, watch the Joyce Riley Exposed, the Peter.mpeg at Google, and see exactly why Peter Khawaja is dead, and why so-called, what I'm hearing floating around the internet, is that someone has been pasting. And I got to tell you, the place where I got this video was from an 80-year-old man who said that Joyce Riley called him up and threatened him to sue him. And everywhere you look, everyone is talking about Joyce Riley, but they're leaving blanks where the names are. And so it must be serious about being threatened by Joyce Riley. I'm not scared, because I'm running with the truth. And there's a lot of questions, and I'm not a dumb cult member. So they've got their hands full. But
well, you know, we've reached a point where, you know, some would call this paranoia. I'd call it awareness, where you cannot trust any institution out there. I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of mask it wears, what kind of profession it makes. All institutions, by very nature, are corrupt. Even if there wasn't this collusion going on between them, collaborating for, you know, for a world system of government, religion, economy, whatever, even if that wasn't going on, by very nature, institutions that concentrate money and power at the hands of a few at the top have always and always will, ever will, be corrupt. It can't be otherwise. Man cannot handle too much money and too much power. It destroys them. And so you see organized religion doing this. You see, of course, governments doing it. You see the media doing it. You see educational institutions doing it. Everywhere. All institutions. Anybody who trusts an institution and thinks that it has credibility, or that you have credibility if you're in line with an institution, or cite institutions as your source of credibility, you've lost your credibility right there. Institutions are not credible. Institutions lie, cheat, steal, rape, pillage, murder, you name it. They do whatever they do to keep their power and keep that money flowing in, and they'll snuff out the life of anyone else, demonize you, or drag your name in the dust. Whatever it takes, they'll resort to the most sleazy, downright dirty tactics to preserve their interests, and in the process tear yours down. It doesn't matter to them. They'll destroy the whole planet if they have to, as long as their structure remains intact. And, you know, if they can't keep it intact, they will take down the whole planet. That's their philosophy.
The thing about the elite, they've got a lot of intelligence on their side, but the thing is, they are so intoxicated with themselves. And I mean, if you look at the sheep, elite, if you're listening, you need to be disgusted with yourself, because these sheep that you are running,
they have no conscience. Don't waste your time. No, you know, it's not even that they're intelligent, they're devious.
Karl Rove is not intelligent. He just has no scruples, no conscience. He can do what he does and smile at you. He'll pat you on the back with one hand while he stabs you with the other. That doesn't take intelligence. It takes a lack of human decency and scruples. That's all it takes.
Yeah, well, Karl Rove is definitely, he's definitely not stupid, because if he was stupid, he should be in jail a long time ago.
Well, and, I mean, they have a whole board of, you know, they have a whole slew of people working together.
There's only one group stupider than Karl Rove, and that's the group that's talking about him and doing nothing about it. Those people are stupider. And talking about scruples and immoral, I would consider them even more immoral than Karl Rove, because they sit down and do nothing, and yet they want to talk about this, that, and the third, and they want to have their cult member radio talk show host that they want to sit there and protect and defend, like Joyce Riley and Alex Jones and many others. But I'm just going to use those as an example. But we need to stop this if we're going to get this problem fixed. And it's going to be something that individuals are going to have to do themselves. You better stop waiting on a leader, savior, to run out and so-and-so, if I vote for him, he's going to do it for me. No, pay attention. Stop watching CSI. Stop watching CSI and getting yourself conditioned to take DNA techniques, and also saying that you want to become a forensic detective because you've been watching CSI. I think it's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I remember, every time they watch an episode of something, they want to run out and be a nurse, or they want to run out and be a CSI detective, or they want to do this, or they want to do that, and all they want to do is live in the Matrix, and it's really getting old. And if they don't wake up, they won't have to worry about what the elite's doing, because you see what they're doing, and keep on talking about it while they do it.
Right. Yeah, it's just, it's beyond the point where you can get away with denying. I mean, even under Clinton, we had a lot of crazy things going on, but you could still somewhat get away with ignorance back then. But now everything is so right in your face. I mean, it's time to wake up America collectively and do something about this, because we're the ones being affected. The boys in Washington aren't affected by any of this stuff. They're exempt. It's selective law enforcement. So that's why they don't care about selling your rights away. It doesn't affect them. So, naturally, they have no problem with signing your rights away. What's that?
It will affect them in due time, because, see, it's
kind of...
Oh,
sure, but they're not thinking of that. They're thinking of the here and now. They're thinking of getting their pockets fattened, with the lobbyist groups that are pushing them to do this. Oh, sure. Oh, $1 million? Oh, yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit. These guys are... Come on, how do you afford multi-million-dollar homes when you've got $100,000 salary a year, you know? These people are getting huge sums of money funneled to them under the table. It's obvious.
True.
The whole system is gone. It's completely gone. I don't know what's going to take people to wake up and realize that. You can't reform it. You can't think that, okay, I'll just vote for this guy. They're all rigged. They're all sold out. They're all criminals. They're all lying, mass murdering thieves.
The point I would tell you where the answer is. The answer is in the psychological aspects of your will. When you look at the elite, the way these people are being manipulated is so scientifically crafted through the mind, manipulating them, especially with that television. But the same way to defeat it is also psychologically. You've got to think of what you can do with your mind. The most dangerous weapon, and the elite understand this clearly, the most dangerous weapon is your mind. That is the truth. Now, all you got to do is figure out, just like this Peter MPEG, I'm hoping that someone goes out and downloads that before it's going to be taken down, probably off of Google. It's at peter.mpg. You type that into the Google search engine, and you take and you download that, and you watch that three-hour documentary on who Peter Khawaja is to show exactly how credible he is, because he's on ABC Nightline, and then you put that up against Joyce Riley, who the New American Magazine couldn't even do a story on her, because when they investigated her, they found out that she's a fraud. So this is what we're talking about. So please take a look at that documentary. And then so-called Joyce Riley's been helping the Gulf War Syndrome veterans, doing what? Taking in donations and giving lip service while she gets two RVs. I tell you what, people, you better wake up. These people are getting paid money. And I'm in close contact with a gentleman named Anthony J. Hilder. And years ago, when his 9/11 video came out, he told me he was selling 600 copies a day.
Now, I don't know how many days in a row he was selling 600 copies a day, but he doesn't have a radio show like Alex and Joyce Riley and promoting and every 5 seconds talking about buy my video at $25 a watt plus shipping and handling. You add it up. You do the figures. And if Alex Jones is so real and credible, ask him to show you his books and see how far you get. Not to mention, if you want to know about the real Alex Jones, there's many people out there starting to expose these people. Start paying attention. Stop listening to Alex Jones and sucking on him and nursing off of him like he's a baby bottle. Wake up and take action. Realize your full potential. You keep on waiting for someone else to solve the problem for you or make your life better. You want to know the answers to life? Use your mind. Stop lollygagging, watching Hollywood movies, and talking about you want to be a CSI detective. Get out and start getting results. That's how things change, not sitting there, you know, lullaby bedtime story. Ooh, ah, Bill Clinton, George Bush. As long as you keep on doing that, guess how far you're going to get.
Yeah, we need a nation of leaders, not followers. You know, that's the problem.
Need, that's what we need. We don't need any more followers. We need all leaders, every person being a leader. And that's the only thing that can really help us right now is what is called a leaderless revolution. Kind of like similar, but not really like as far as the violence that took place. But when the Rodney King verdict took place and the whole of Los Angeles and California just erupted, it was like no one had to say, hey, look, come follow me. It was like everybody understood clearly that they had had enough. And unfortunately, they were still in an ignorant state, and that's why we need to educate the people. But there's so much that they need to know psychologically. I mean, they really need to know how to use their mind. You know, this stuff about you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is be an intelligent person. That's right. The most dangerous thing you can be.
Yeah, that's what they fear the most. You know, I think that's why they've geared away in more recent years from electroshock therapy. I don't think, or even lobotomies. You know, they don't do that quite. They still do, but not as much as they used to. They don't have to because with the propaganda machine and the medications they get people on, they have the same effect. It's even more powerful of an effect than to physically alter the brain. They don't have to do that anymore. They have people so completely dumbed down and doped up. They have total control over them.
Let me give you one last aspect regarding this issue that we're facing. It's psychological, but it also has something to do with breeding of individuals. Individuals need to understand that just like dogs and cattle, the elite, for instance, it took them 400 years to develop the technique to make the bloodhound dog. Some monkeys.
Oh, you're breaking up.
You have to understand that breeding.
Yeah, you know, Paul, you're really starting to break up, buddy. Maybe you can call back on a landline or something. But, yeah, I think we completely lost you there. Anyway, yeah, appreciate your call. Call back anytime. Hopefully you can get a landline, though, next time because the cell phone thing. I hope I'm not breaking up, too. I think it was just his cell phone. But, yeah, okay, I guess I'm fine. But, yeah, great points, great stuff. I tell you, folks, we are being manipulated on a scale that is just mind-warping. You know, once you're aware of the tactics, you'll see it everywhere. You'll be able to turn on the news, and you'll know right away when you're being lied to, which is basically 99.9% of the time. But, you know, and you'll know not only that you're being lied to, but you'll know that the people telling the lies are actually deliberately lying. There are some people who unknowingly pass lies off, you know, and I feel bad for those people. They honestly don't know, although there aren't so many of those anymore. Most of the people out there lying now are doing so knowing full well what they're doing, and they don't care because their pockets are getting fattened, and it doesn't matter to them what the consequences are, even to their own selves down the line. They're just looking at the here and now. I'm making money off it. This is great today. Don't care about tomorrow. Worry about that when it comes. They don't see or even care that they're selling their own selves out. But, you know, the scale, it's just mind-boggling. You can't get away from it. There's propaganda everywhere you turn. You turn on the TV. And I'm not just talking the news, folks.
you watch a movie, rent a video. It's everywhere. It's in the kids' shows, for crying out loud. It's in the music. These boys have not left any stone unturned. They've got all the grounds covered. You go to church each week, listen to what's coming from the pulpit, or better yet, look what isn't coming from the pulpit. Sometimes these boys in black lie through omission, not just by what they say, but what they don't say. And I'll tell you what they don't say. I know what you're not going to hear from the pulpit this week if you're gullible enough to actually belong to one of these corporate religions. And I have sympathy for you if you do. I really do. I'd like to see everybody come out of those systems, see them dry up and blow away in the wind tomorrow. Start your own home church. Get out of these things. They're nothing but propaganda machines. But what you won't hear them talk about is the coming New World Order and the tyranny that's being imposed upon us by this fraud that calls himself our president, that calls himself a Christian. He's nothing of the sort. Be right back after the break, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. Talk about martial law. I need to get going here. I'm not going to be able to finish the show today either, or finish this topic. I got a lot more notes and quotes I want to go over here. But yeah, very interesting points that the caller brought out. The manipulation, guys. It's just I can't stress it enough. It permeates everywhere you look. You can't get away from it. And you know, sometimes the liars are not knowingly lying, but I'll tell you, that's rare today. In most cases, they are lying knowingly, and they have to keep their job. And that's why I never got into the ministry, folks. I realized, you know, people always ask me, oh, weren't you a theology major? Yeah. Well, how come you're not a minister? What happened? I said, oh, I wanted to earn an honest living instead. It's true. You cannot be a minister in a big-name church today and be honest. Let me repeat that. You cannot be a minister in any big-name church today and be honest. And I'll argue that that's always been the case. You never could. Because organized religion, by very nature, is corrupt. Could not be any other way. They concentrate money and power in the hands of a few. It's interesting, you know, if you look at the era of the early church in the book of Acts, they didn't have this money, power, concentration thing going on at all. In fact, we're told that everybody put all of what they owned into a kitty and they divided it up evenly amongst themselves. Nobody had anything above anyone else. Sounds like communism, but you know what? Communism actually, in and of itself, is not evil. The only reason why communism has been so evil through the ages is because man's nature, the people who run it, are evil. And have no desire to actually help anyone else. They're only looking for themselves and what they can get. But if it were not for the evil nature of man, communism actually would be the best form of government out there. It can't be because of man's nature. It never could be. But if you could have it actually run where everybody divided up all they had evenly, it would be a great world. You wouldn't have thieves like you do today. There'd be no reason to steal. Everybody has everything the same. The only reason why communism never has worked and never will is because it's always, you know, scum, tyrants at the top who... you know, whose idea of everyone having everything common is nobody has anything except me. I got everything. So, you know, that's why communism can't work. You can't trust people with that much power, you know, to evenly divide things, because they're not going to evenly divide it except to have everybody left with nothing while they get everything. But do you understand what I'm saying? As far as theoretically speaking goes, communism is a great idea. And that's what you had in the early Christian church. Everybody had everything common. There wasn't this this gap between the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor. That didn't come along until centuries later, and it began with the church at Rome. Power started concentrating at the top, money, and all of a sudden, all the corruption started coming in on a massive scale. And that's all you'll ever get, folks. When you have a hierarchical system, you will always, always get corruption. No institution today that calls itself a church that has money and power concentrated in the hands of a few at a central office is a church. All right? That's it. End of story. If you belong to one of those systems, you can call it any name under the sun you like except a church. It's not a church. By legal definition, it's a corporation. Not only because of the way it functions, as I just mentioned, but because they are, in fact, 501c3 government creations. All right, guys, another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet